right. Continue our conversation right here on Mobile Mornings with former senator and candidate for the Republican primary for Senate, Jeff Sessions, Mobilian back home for what, a day or so before back out. I mean, you do. You have to decide that with just a week left after tomorrow, you can't, second cliche, you can't be everywhere. Jeff,
oh, that's right. So I was in Auburn Saturday, going to Tuscaloosa today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleased that we'll have a great event there. And one of the hosts is Paul Bryant Jr.
So pretty good host when you're in T-Town. Yes.
And we're doing well in Tuscaloosa. And then we're going to Birmingham, then to Huntsville, and back to Montgomery. I won't get home until Monday night.
Wow.
It'll be 8 days on the road.
It's a busy schedule, obviously.
But it's fun and it's exciting. But I really feel like it's so important for me to say, you've asked me about experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I would say to the people. Did the person gain experience and use that to advance the things you believe in? Did they use the knowledge and skills that they've learned, and do they fight for the things you believe in and you think will help Alabama? I hope and believe I did. I think that's why people liked me. And I'm the same person we were before. We're going to work exceedingly hard in the United States Senate. I believe in the values of Alabamians. It's not something I fake. I grew up in the dirt of this state, educated in this state. My children educated right here in Mobile. We know this state, and I truly believe that I could make a positive contribution to Alabama's interest, working with Senator Shelby and our congressional delegation. I believe I can make a contribution to the national interest as we have a window of opportunity to help President Trump do many things, keep the judges flowing and all those things. But
that's been a huge success.
Yeah, two big ones. Two yes. big ones are trade and immigration. If we stay with him and he successfully ends this illegality and successfully renegotiates agreements with China that protects American manufacturing and jobs, it will be a great thing indeed.
Well, I said this time and time again to you, and I'm going to just set you up for it. You can comment or not. And I say it because you used to be on this show as a guest quite often, talking with me as a senator. And then I watch you on cable news networks from the Rotunda speaking. And the ideas that are coming to fruition now that we're discussing for President Trump, you talked about those. I know for 8 years, it's probably even before that, but I remember seeing it just steadily for 8 years.
It is so exciting. I remember when I fought this last big disastrous trade deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, what that would have done, it created 12 nations, have a group like the European Union. Each country gets one vote, the Sultan of Brunei,
yeah,
Malaysia,
yeah.
All of that. I fought that. You know how many Republican senators voted with me against it? Senator Shelby, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Susan Collins.
That's it.
It passed. Paul Ryan was leading the fight in the House, the Republican Speaker of the House, and it was on – we heard it. We exposed it. I went into the basement and showed the problems with it. Donald Trump came on. This was before I endorsed him.
Yep.
He said, this is terrible. It'll never pass. I'll never allow it to happen. And it sank like a rock. And that's
right.
When I first realized this man has got power. He understands. He defends the sovereignty of America. We're not going to turn our sovereignty over to the Sultan of Brunei. Give me a break.
Well, even outside the Sultan of Brunei, to be in a situation where, like you start off this discussion about China, I expect the Chinese to try to get their own best interests done, and the Sultan of Brunei and somebody in Europe. I expect that. That's a normal thing. But what would surprise me is, like when you first brought up TPP, that we wouldn't do the same thing, we Americans.
That is exactly what President Trump said, if you remember. He said, I don't hate these countries. They're just negotiating smartly for their interests. Who's negotiating for our interest?
Right,
what's
that's
going
normal,
on here?
That should be the normal thing.
Exactly.
Even if we're trying to decide, you know, I'm trying to buy a 10-speed bicycle from you. You've got an interest to get as much money for that 10-speed, and I have interest to try to buy it for less. I mean, it's basically both parties are negotiating from a place of trying to benefit themselves. That's normal. That makes sense to people. when you hear a policy that seems to hamstring us coming out of our side, it's worrisome. Because, I mean, most people sleep at night thinking, well, y'all got it handled in the Senate. Y'all got it handled in the House. Y'all got it handled in the White House. I got to be a butcher, baker, candlestick maker. Y'all do that.
Look, that's right. The average American should be able to go to bed at night knowing that their elected representatives are protecting their interest. Donald Trump was right. They have not been doing that. They have taken the view that trade deficits don't even matter. Trade deficits mean you lost jobs and your trading partner gained jobs. That's mm-hmm. what it means, among other things. And so this has been going on for 20, 30 years.
So
Republicans have bought into an extreme religious free trade agenda. The Democrats are all into globalism and signing treaties all over the world and containing the United States' strength. This is President Trump is exactly right on where he stands on this issue. And you have to use tariffs. That's the only thing you've got. Every country uses tariffs. It provides the leverage. China cannot survive without the American market economically. They have to sell here. We don't have to buy from China. President Trump understands that. He and I talked about it more than once on the airplane, traveling to events. He understands that he's got the leverage. And the only thing that could go wrong is if we don't support him when China starts pushing back. But after a while, China will sign an agreement that's going to be far better than what we have today.
And looking forward to that. I think a lot of Americans are. All right, Dave, just a minute left here. So, once again, like you started off, you said, hey, we're a week out tomorrow from Super Tuesday. You're imploring people to get out and vote.
Absolutely. I'm urging people to get out and vote. I would love and need and ask for the support of the people in my hometown and area. I've served this area well, I believe, with integrity, with hard work, mastering the details of our own special economic interests, which is a big, big part of what a senator does. And in addition to that, I have represented our values on the world stage and defended them, I think, with integrity and effectiveness, and won battles. We've won immigration battle. We've won the trade battle. I also played a key role in exposing the size of our deficits when I was a leader. We've also won the battle intellectually, I think, for judges. And President Trump needs support in that area, too.
As always, thank you for your time, and we'll see you again a week from today at the polls.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.